It's half time of the show. It's a bit where Dave is about to say,
let's get ready to rumble.
Just tickling me.
Look at you.
You're about to stab me with a
pen. I
was
going to stab
then.
You with a biro.
Yes,
I was.
God, you do get very violent with that pen sometimes.
Hi, Alan.
Good morning.
Still haven't shaved yet.
It's horrible, isn't it?
Which means
a proper
you haven't
beard. Yeah, we had that one out last night. We had a fight.
Had what out last night?
That conversation. Oh. Fed back to the other half.
You know, we're all out on Wednesday night. Alan was there with his other half, as he puts it.
And, Julie.
And I said, nice to see you, other half. She went, yeah, how are you, Chris? Chatting away. So Alan's got a bit of heavy stubble, almost
it's a
beard.
It is a bit. It's coming off today.
It looks nice.
So I said to Mrs. Alan, you know, do you like it when he's got his thing like that? Alan goes, no, he doesn't like it. I'm going to shave it off. He doesn't like it. I went, excuse me, Mrs. Alan can speak for herself. Thank you very much. And then Mrs. Alan's reply about Alan not shaving caused a look of death from Alan, and then consequently a massive row.
You can say it. It's fine.
So Alan in his other half. So I said, you can speak for himself. Do you like it when Alan has a bit of stubble, a little bit of a mini beard? And he says, well, I don't mind. Well, to be honest, when Alan lets it grow that long, that means that he's not washing properly.
Yeah. And I gave him the look of
he doesn't wash properly.
Death.
When he doesn't shave, he doesn't wash properly. And then Aladdin, he had a row about it.
Did you give him the Alad death stare?
I gave him the Alad death stare.
You
so
learned
he
that
got
from
the
me.
Message, yeah.
Okay, well, so this is. So, and then Alad later in a conversation yesterday was trying to explain it and then came out with the classic line, I mean, I know I don't wash enough, but. And I'm not dirty.
No.
So, did he. When was the last time you had a shower?
Last night. I'm not a morning person, see, and that winds him up.
Right.
I showered last night because, you know, you get home and it's really hot and sticky. So the first thing you do is you have a shower to cool down.
Right.
But the reason is...
And then you go to bed, you sleep under hot, sticky clothes.
No, I have an aircon. I have aircon. So it's nice and cool.
I've got aircon in there. They're nice and cool when they go to bed.
He has this routine where he needs to do the whole scruffing lotion and then, you know, takes a layer of skin off and cleans properly. It's about 40 minutes before, you know, bedtime. Whereas I'm not.
I've never heard of scruffing.
Have you not?
It's what, like...
You know, exfoliating.
Yeah, it's exfoliating and, proper scrubs, and he's got little bits in his...
Gets all your dirty dead skin off and all like, that.
I don't have any of that.
Like your blackheads and things like that. And
I don't
he just
have blackheads, I told you that the other day. Told you, you're going to have black eyes in a minute.
Whereas
hang on a second, let's just pause for a moment. Right, you're obsessed with Dave's blackheads.
I've got blackheads.
Can you point them out to me?
No, I can't.
Yeah. Look, Dave.
They're just there on the nose.
Can you circle them with a biro and then we can all see them?
Rubbing them with your fingers isn't going to get them out,
Rachel,
Dave.
Rachel, can I borrow your compact?
No, you borrow Alad's.
All right, so when he spends 40 minutes washing before he goes to bed, and then what about in the morning?
Oh, same. He sets his alarm half an hour before mine so that he can go in the bathroom and just does the lot. And I just don't do that. I'll get some water or maybe some soap, you know, if he's lucky. And I'll just wash my face and go to bed. And that's it. Well, in the morning.
Shouldn't use soap on your face.
Why? Oh,
dries
it dries
it
your
out.
Skin, doesn't it?
Mm. Oh, I hate people
See,
who say that.
That's
does,
what he's doing.
Does,
yeah, but can, you know, hang on. Look, it's not like saying... You say, people go, you shouldn't use soap on your face. It dries your skin. You know, bearing in mind that everybody, our grandparents and our parents use soap on your face. I don't seem to be walking around the streets of the UK with looking at people with bits of their skin flapping off.
Fair point,
because they've used soap all their
but
lives.
But I find that if I ever use soap on my face, I have a very tight face.
Mm. That is true. Mm. That I do find that
That's because you've got a stern face. That's why it's tight, because you're all scowling.
No, I'm not.
If you smile... It relaxes
yeah, but
skin.
If it was, if I'd been using soap, it still would be tight.
Do you use soap?
Yeah, you know I use. You know I use my special,
is it that special
my
soap?
Special molten brown.
Do you remember
soap?
When that disappeared on holiday? Oh, so
wasn't a holiday.
Holly Hayden
Jones. We were in Germany working. It was work, not a holiday.
I said that.
We were not
all people.
On vacation.
Sorry, when we were abroad, I meant
good
to say.
God, man.
And the soap disappeared. Oh, we knew about it. Where has my soap gone? Who has my soap?
Right, let me explain this one more time for the last time. It's Molton Brown. The soaps are available, I know. And it's a special, it's like a special little bar of soap. And they don't, I don't think they sell them anymore. So I managed to nick some from a hotel on holiday.
I thought you bought that.
What?
You nicked it.
No, because when I went into the hotel on the first night, I'm going, oh, that's my soap. I know it sounds a bit camp. I almost said
feel
that.
A song
almost
said that. That's my soap.
Do you know what? No, I was about to say it almost sounds a bit gay, but actually I meant gay in the context that everybody else thought I meant gay before, so I actually meant it this time. It's a bit gay for me to go, you know, oh my God, oh God, that's the soap that I really love and I can't buy anymore. So I put the bar of soap, still wrapped up, in my bag. And then when they turned up to the service room that night, they put another bar there. So I used that one. And then the next morning, we hid it. So they put another bar down. Took that. By the end of the holiday, I had 7 bars of soap.
And do you know where that went? Did you ever find out?
What do you mean?
The soap on abroad.
Oh, yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Who had it?
This is, again, you don't want to know.
What happened? Did you put it away?
No. Our security guy wrapped it up and thought I'd forgotten about it. So he wrapped it up and brought it with us. So when we got to the next venue, he went, I have your soap, by the way.
That
was a little bit over the top.
He's too good to you.
Where's my security man with my soap, goddammit?
Hope that's in the book.
It's a chapter called Bring Me My Soap.
Yeah.
God, my job has changed me. Where is my soap?
Says you, the great unwashed. Never wash. We've got Justin Timberlake's song to play. And then we're going to play Lily Allen's Smile. And then we might play a little The Example, which is the follow-up to Smile. And then I might play my version, which is Piles by Silly Allen.
Like a Lily Allen trilogy.
Exactly.
A Lilygy.
All right, whatever. And we'll play some Jack Johnson as well, hopefully, or Jax Johnson before 9:30. Meanwhile, Rachel!
Lines are open once again for our game, Miss...